This episode of the Incomparable Radio Theater was recorded before a live audience at the legendary Lincoln Lodge Comedy Club in Chicago, Illinois on March 31st, 2026. This includes sound effects performed live on stage. So sit back and enjoy one of the many lives of Paul Citrone on the Incomparable Radio Theater.
Stand by for intrigue.
Halt! You there! Are you a spy?
No, I'm just drawn that way.
Stand by for adventure.
Put your hands up and the jewels down. Not necessarily in that order.
Stand by for coffee.
I'll have a venti, white mocha, quad shot of chai.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
That's two shots on the bottom, two on top, almond milk with a caramel drizzle and whip.
I'm not sure we can say that on the air.
That's right, from approximately coast to coast, and in this case, the third coast, this is the Incomparable Radio Theater, recorded live at the legendary Lincoln Lounge at FunnyCon in Chicago, Illinois. I'm your host, David J. Lohr, and I know what you're thinking.
Are you a mentalist?
No, I'm a writer.
Ah, so just mental then.
We are a show that pays homage to the golden age of radio here in the golden age of podcasting.
Tonight, we bring you an episode of The Lives of Paul Citrone, inspired by the classic film, The Confidence Man.
Brought to you, as always, by Chock Full of Coffee, the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient, more coffee.
What can I get started for you today?
The order I placed in the opening? That.
A venti white quad shot almond with caramel drizzle?
Right, and don't forget the whip!
I really don't think we can say that on the air.
Hush, you don't coffee shame.
What do you need all that sugar for, ma'am?
It wakes me up! You have a better idea?
I know the customer is always right and all, but have you tried Chock Full of Coffee?
What's that?
Why? It's only the richest, strongest, most flavorful coffee you'll ever know.
Sure, that's what they all say.
What can I say to get you into a great big mug of Chock Full of Coffee?
Man, I don't think we can say any of this.
Hush.
Just get a whiff of that.
Ooh. All right, pour me a cup.
You want to wake up? You won't regret it.
That's right. The Mountain Ridge fresh-packed freeze-dried beans they harvest for Chock Full of Coffee go through a special process we call caffeine naturalization. This gives every bean the strength and purity of 10 beans.
Say, that sure is some coffee, miss.
That's not just some coffee. That's all the coffee.
Chock Full of Coffee, the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient, more coffee. Now available in regular, unleaded, and rocket fuel. Ask for it by Octane.
This is the Finley Quality Network. Do you know where your radio is?
That was the shot that killed Paul Citrone. He died in... Perhaps that was the shot. There we go. Now, where were we? Yes. It was a gunshot in a sewer beneath Vienna that was the end of Paul Citrone. But it was not the beginning. Like a cat, he had many lives and a lustrous sheen. And I can recount them all. How can that be? Because my name is Paul Citrone.
Guy Van Strand recreates his famous role as Paul Citrone from the film The Confidence Man. Tonight's episode, Tabula Rasa.
What's that? Well, since you asked me to tell you a story of adventure, intrigue, and perhaps a little romance, there was that time I found myself lost in North Africa as the sun began to set on a free Europe. In hope or desperation, people looked toward the Americas and left the only lives they knew, following a roundabout trail from Paris to Marseille, across to Iran, and then by hook, or more likely crook, around the edge of Africa until they wound up here. Tabula Rasa, a city on the plateau of a snow-covered mountain of the same name, some 19,149 feet all told, the highest and coldest point in Tibetan Morocco. Or was it Moroccan Tibet? I forget. The fortunate might find favor and obtain a new identity, a clean slate, if you will, and most important of all, exit visas, letters of transit, perhaps, thence to Stockholm and points west. But the others wait in Tabula Rasa, and wait, and wait, and wait. Close to the western edge of the plateau, there is the dried and frozen carcass of a leopard.
I dare say, old chap, you may be thinking of Kilimanjaro.
Is this my story or yours?
Little column A, little column B. Besides, there are no leopards in Tibetan Morocco.
Moroccan Tibet, then. Now, where was I?
Kilimanjaro.
Hush. No one has explained what the leopard was seeking at that altitude. But if I were to hazard a guess, I'd say it was a drink at the bar owned by the lovely Signora Portia Ferrari. At least, that's what I was seeking at first.
Ah, mon cher Citron, it has been too long.
To your health, Portia.
Bottoms up.
Maybe later if we're lucky.
Well, if you're lucky, eh?
Say, I've got a question.
I've got a question.
Very funny. You're not from Norway.
Zut alors! Did my accent give it away?
Zut alors! Rah! Zut alors!
Then why is the bar named?
Simple. When I bought the place, the decor, she was all here. So much blue and feathers and, how you say, beautiful plumage. It reminded me of a bird I had once. Comme ci, comme ça, voila, the Norwegian blue.
Axe parrot!
And it's not the lovely blue sapphire on display behind the bar?
I suppose that works too. Now, I've got a question for you.
And here I thought we were just bantering.
Mais oui, chérie.
Mais oui, mais oui.
But really, what are you doing here, Paul? This is the last place I would have expected to find you.
Really?
Just like that damned leopard.
Maybe that's why it was important.
What are you looking for?
Perhaps love?
Don't make me laugh, Paul. Amusement, perhaps? A trifle? A caress? Or deux? Or trois? If you can manage. But love? Please. What do you take me for?
What have you got?
Would you like to know?
I always was easily amused.
Come now, Paul.
Maybe later.
Wait,
but you're right. I am in the market for more than just a drink and easy amusement.
Easy, you say? Cheeky monkey.
Say no more. Say no more.
And that's when I saw her.
You've been looking at me the whole time.
Not now, Cherie, I'm narrating. No, that was when I saw her, Elsa. I had always called her the woman. I had seen that in a book once, and the capital letters made it seem important. And she was important to me.
To me?
Of all the tropical Scandinavian-themed bars on all the snow-capped mountains and all the desert, she had to walk into yours.
I'm not sure there are many such establishments.
It's a saying.
Who is that? And why do you know her?
Well, let's not get ahead of the story. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough, because I am telling the story. Polly, want to be quiet for a moment?
Bugatti!
Hey, Mr. Bugatti, what's the word on the street?
Not now, Woody. I don't have time for our usual witty repartee.
I don't get it.
Fine, fine. The word is pursuit.
I still don't get it.
It's not a joke.
You can say that again.
I can, but I won't.
Yeah, very funny, Mr. Bugatti.
I swear, sometimes you want to go where nobody knows your name.
What is it now, Monsieur Bugatti?
Oh, Portia, thank heavens you're here. You've got to help me.
I don't got to help nobody.
But they're after me. They're after these papers.
What papers, pray tell?
That voice. I know that voice.
I'm sure you do, Norman.
Where was it? Cortana? The Belladonna jewel heist? Yes, that was it. The one with the raging fire.
That does ring a bell. Or five, as I recall.
Citroën? Is that you?
Close enough.
Paul, I can trust you, yes?
You can? I mean, you can.
Take these papers. Guard them with your life.
What are they?
The way west, my friend.
I don't know about this.
Don't look at me. I just don't want any trouble in my bar.
Out! Norman Bugatti, you are under arrest.
On what grounds?
Breaking and entering. Burglary, forgery, you know, the usual suspicion.
That's my cue!
For what?
So long!
You kind of walked into that one.
I kind of did, we.
Run away!
Man, after him!
Captain Ricard, what do we owe the pleasure of your company?
Forgive me, Signora Ferrari. I am but a humble policeman doing my job.
I was going to say, I wasn't expecting you quite this early. The casino doesn't open until after dinner.
Hard to believe, I know. But I do sometimes have official business.
And what is this dangerous criminal alleged to have done?
He is in possession of some papers that do not belong to him.
Is he now? I did not realize paper was so precious a thing in Tabula Rasa.
These papers, yes. Yes, they are, Monsieur...
Paul Citroën, and you are?
Louis Lecar, Police Prefect of Tabula Rasa, at your service.
I say, Louis, this looks like the beginning of a beautiful acquaintanceship. And now, if you'll excuse me, there's someone across the bar whose vibe I really dig. And I will admit my language may have been anachronistic in the moment. But it wasn't her vibe so much as the memory of the sounds we made together once upon a time.
No, not like that!
Why, yes, Elsa, it is really me. Long time no see? I know, of all the gin joints, etc., etc. I suppose you're still a Foley artist? Ah, yes, the radio station. Paris before the occupation. We did make beautiful music together, didn't we? On the air and off. Indeed. Of course, I still remember waiting for you in the last train out. The Germans wore gray, you wore blue. Tweed? Are you certain? I remember it. Well, I remember the letter you sent instead of beating me. I couldn't tell the difference between the rain and my tears as they smeared the words you had written. Dor blau, I can't gab with you or oversee your goon. You must not we. Just believe all of you. Now gab my Dior and God blows you, Elsa. Words, Elsa, please use your words, I beg you.
It was a lot of rain, wasn't it?
And a lot of tears.
But Blau, what could I possibly say?
Say you're here to rekindle the past.
I would love to say that.
But I can hear there's another half to that sentence.
I would love to say that, but I'm here with my husband.
Well, of course you are. You're French.
I'm Swedish.
So French-ish.
Oh.
You do remember.
Like it was yesterday.
And who, pray tell, is this husband?
Vincent Lagunda, you may know me as a courageous freedom fighter and darling of the French resistance.
Freedom fighter, you say? Yes, yes, that I might. But no, that was not where I knew him from.
Who are you talking to, monsieur?
Paul Citron.
Citron? I have heard much of your exploits as well.
I didn't say a thing.
What?
Yeah. Perhaps we can raise a toast to freedom. Garçon, trois champagne.
Oh, no, I am very sorry, monsieur. We have much to do, much to do. Come, Elsa, we must find Monsieur Bugatti. He does not seem to be here.
Good luck with that.
Why do you say that?
Oh, nothing. Just good luck with, you know, that.
It was good to see you again, Paul.
Ah, enchanting as ever, ma chérie.
God blows you.
But you see, I knew Lagonda not as a freedom fighter, but as a fellow, how shall I put this, aficionado of the art of cat burglary before the war. And as they walked across the floor of the Norwegian Blue, I saw how the sapphire mounted behind the bar caught his eye and set it aflame in much the same way as Elsa.
And what about her, old bean? That can't be the end of the story.
Oh, no, friend. She walked out of my life once again that night, but only for the length of these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to The Lives of Paul Citrone on the Finley Quality Network.
It's a rainy day.
That's a good time to play Kleanis Gyatzi. 3 4s, I need them.
What about when you want to ignore a soul-crushing daily commute?
That's a great time to play Koyana Skiatsi.
A straight.
Lucky.
40 points. Roll for initiative.
How about when you're camping out, but you want to ignore the natural world around you?
Why, that's the best time to play Koyana Skiatsi.
Come on, Dad! Roll the dice!
Yeah, it's getting late.
Just trying to build suspense, son.
It's getting late. I think that's enough suspense, dear.
Hey!
Koyana Skiatsi!
You saved my battle, Skiatsi!
Koyana Skiatsi, Superpower Kiatsi, and Triple Nago Kiatsi, when your state of gameplay calls for another way to roll.
While we take a quick break from the live show, let me tell you a little bit about why we were there. We presented this episode live on stage as part of the inaugural FunnyCon in Chicago, Illinois. As Thomas Magnum would say, I know what you're thinking. What is that? FunnyCon is part comedy festival and part comedy business convention. From live performances and workshops to screenings and awards, FunnyCon aims to celebrate the best in comedy across all media. One of this year's highlights was a one-man improv show featuring Andy Daly. If you know, you know. And I gotta say, his scene partner was just as good. Whether you want to learn a little bit about improv or stand-up, maybe learn about the business side of things, or just laugh yourself silly, visit their website at funny-con.com, that's funny-con.com, for more information, and stay tuned for the next one. We hope to see you there. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Tower. Just let us know when you're ready for us to go.
Say, you okay there, Stan?
I just flew in from Dayton last night. Boy, are my arms tired.
Very funny.
Seriously, Joe, the headwinds were awful. I was wrestling with the yoke the whole way.
You got any coffee over there? Oh, boy, I've got something better than coffee.
Better than coffee? You sure about that?
This is the stuff, my friend. This is chock full of coffee.
Isn't that just coffee?
Oh, man, this is the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient.
What? Spill it.
More coffee.
More coffee? That's kind of brilliant.
Hey, Maureen, bring our boy here some of that chock full of coffee you got back there.
The Jolted Joe that's got more Joe? You got it. Thanks to that caffeine naturalization of theirs, every bean has the strength and purity of 10 beans.
Holy cats, that's some coffee.
That's not some coffee, that's all the coffee.
Come fly with me, come fly, come fly. Hey, pour me another one, if you please.
Funny, Stan never asks for a second cup at home.
Chock full of coffee, it's caffeinated treat.
You're listening to the Finley Quality Network. If you were home, you'd be home by now.
Let me get this straight, Signor Ferrari. Not only are you not Scandinavian, but you're neither French nor Italian either.
Oui, it is true, Louis.
But why, Signora? Are you hiding from someone? Or perhaps the lieu?
Oh, nothing so exciting as that, mon capitaine. Portia Ferrari has a much more romance and intrigue than Mindy Fletcher.
Aha, you have me there. And how did the two of you meet?
I've known Mindy since we were knee-high to grasshoppers in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Please, Signora Ferrari.
Mindy Fletcher, rah!
Sheboygan, my stars!
Don't mock the car. You could not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy in all the Wisconsin Dells.
I don't even know what those are, but they sound delightful.
To each his own.
You had the letters of friends that Bugatti was trying to sell. I don't suppose you'd use them to go back there.
Oh, heavens no, Louis. Didn't you know? You can't go home again.
In that case, you feel for the underdog.
The what now?
What now? What now?
You want to stay over here and try to fight for a free Europe, don't you?
Please, the only cause I believe in is myself.
Spoken like a true confident man.
When the chips are down, you see.
The only thing I do when the chips are down is cash them in.
On top, shock you by gambling, brah!
You look at me, clearly a confidence man, and you see a freedom fighter. Well, I look at your freedom fighter, Vincent Lagonda, and I see a fellow confidence man.
Plot twist! Plot twist!
Do you mind?
Paul, what makes you say that?
I knew him before the war as well. Ask me one of these nights about the affair of the Brighton Rock.
The most precious diamond on the continent?
TLDR, he beat me to it.
Tilder? You don't say. If I recall correctly, the Brighton Rock has never been recovered.
That was in France. You keep up on such things?
In my line of work, you never know who you might run into, Monsieur Citron.
If the two of you are quite finished trying to out-charm one another?
Oh, Mindy, we're just flirting.
Portia.
Whatever, brah!
Tempest is fidgeting, so let's jump ahead in the story a little bit, shall we?
Or who are you talking to?
Don't mind him, he just does this from time to time. It's just a transition device.
Later that night, I found me in an apartment not my own. What? I might have been there innocently. Don't even think about it.
Paul, is that you?
Last time I checked.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you again.
You did?
Let's go with that.
What about Vincent? He could have been here. He could have been with me.
But he isn't, is he? I saw him strolling by himself before. I assume he's off to a meeting of the resistance.
Sure, let's go with that.
Ilse, was any of it real? Or was it just sound effects?
The cannons firing or the beating of our hearts?
Either. Both? You were married to him even then, weren't you?
He had been lost, Paul. I thought I was alone, and there you were at the radio station, and there we were, making with the Foley arts.
Oh, Elsa.
Hold me, Paul. Hold me like we were in Paris.
Elsa! Elsa, please! We'll wake the whole building!
I cannot help myself, Paul. You bring it out in me. Kiss me.
Elsa.
Shh, Paul. You have the letters, don't you?
Excuse me?
The letters of transit. Bugatti gave them to you.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do, Paul. But we need them.
What do you mean by we?
Paul, Vincent needs to get away from here and continue his work. It's very important.
His work? His work? Maybe one of these nights you should ask him about the Brighton Rock. Good night, Elsa. Would you let me exit the room for real, Elsa?
Sorry, it was a reflex.
So I wandered the streets of Tabula Rasa thinking about Elsa and Paris and days gone by. And that's when I found myself back at the Blue Norwegian. The Norwegian Blue, I'm sorry. It was a 1:45. There was no one in the place except me and Vincent Lagonda.
Who's there?
I didn't say knock knock.
I didn't say come in.
Orange.
Excuse me?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
I say citron, are you drunk?
Not nearly enough. They say that you are a freedom fighter. What, pray tell, does this entail?
Well, I go from place to place and rally people together against a common foe. And you must admit, our foe right now is most common.
Yes, but how do you do this?
First and foremost, you've got to know the territory. When you come into a town, you find something to bring the townsfolk together.
Ah, yes.
Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in Tabula Rasa with a capital T, and that rhymes with T, and that stands for trouble.
The old boys' band gambit again, eh?
Play the classics, my friend. Give the people what they want. Works for the regional theaters. Speaking of, I don't suppose you've seen any of those pesky letters of transit lying around, have you?
Go home to your wife, Lagonda.
What do you want for them, Citron? I was going to pay Bugatti. What can I give you?
Go home to your wife, Lagonda.
Very well, Citron. There's more than one way out of Tabula Rasa.
Say, I don't suppose you've seen any of those pesky sapphires lying around, such as the one that was mounted behind the bar?
Go home to your home, Citron.
Rah! Good night, rah!
The next morning, there was a letter from Elsa. This time she was the one waiting at a station.
Meet me at the funicular tonight at 10 sharp.
And I thought, why the hell not?
Paul, you came.
And let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Did you bring them, the letters?
You know there's only two of them.
Yes, and there's two of us.
I can see him in the funicular.
Farewell, Citron, old man!
Let it go.
Elsa, is that a gun in your hand?
Yes, but I'm also happy to see you. Now, give me the letters of transit.
All right, you win. Here you go. You know, I was going to give them to you anyway.
You weren't hoping to keep one? To come with me?
Maybe in another life, another time and place, but Paris was then, and this is Tabula Rasa.
That sounds about right.
Halt! Where do you think you're going?
I'm not going anywhere.
I wasn't talking to you.
Let them go, Louis.
Seriously? Just like that?
Just like that.
I was hoping at least one of us would have a happy ending.
Goodbye, Paul. We'll always have...
Goodbye, Elsa.
God blows you.
How is she doing that? There are no airstrips in Tabula Rasa. That's a funicular.
Louis, she's very talented. With that, Elsa took her exit stage right, ringing down the curtain.
Does he narrate all the time?
I'm afraid so. Feels the habit, depending.
And then so we three repaired to the Norwegian Blue to drink to our health, or someone's health. Ha, ha, ha.
So Lagarda stole my sapphire?
He did indeed.
But it isn't even real. It's paste.
You know that, and I know that. I could spot it a mile away, but he thought it was the real thing.
I still can't believe you let him get away with the girl.
The woman.
I stand corrected. You let him get away with the woman. And after all that Brighton, right? Brighton, where am I from exactly? That Brighton rock nonsense.
I believe you are from Sheboygan.
Fair enough.
Oh, I know better now. He didn't steal it. She did. She's the one who beat me to it.
How do you figure that?
When Lagonda couldn't tell the difference between a real sapphire and a fake, I knew he couldn't have stolen the diamond.
But how do you know she stole it?
Simple. I lifted it when I went to their rooms the other night.
Am I the only one here who isn't a jewel thief?
You could adapt.
I could adapt. If you bet this for peril, the world's your oyster.
You know, Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful threesome. No, not like that! You have been listening to Tabula Rasa on the Incomparable Radio Theater with Marcia Harmon, Tom McGrath, from the Reduced Shakespeare Company, Austin Titchener, and the amazing Foley artistry of Ellie Maitland. The script was written by Modesty Forbids. I'm your host, David J. Lohr, wishing you well until we meet again. Thank you. Again, that was Marcia Harmon, Tom McGrath, Austin Titchener, and the amazing Foley artistry of Ellie Maitland. Special thanks to Scott Dickers and everyone at FunnyCon, as well as the staff at the Lincoln Lodge.